All right, so very warm welcome to the radio station, 88 FM, to Ernest Pungula. Ernest, how's it?
I'm okay now, are you?
Okay, get a bit closer for me. There we go, that's better. I'm very good. Now, Ernest, you are a lifeguard, which is a fantastic profession to have pursued, on the North Coast, right?
Yes, North Coast.
Whereabouts?
At Willard Beach.
Willard Beach. Yes, and are you there permanently? You're there every day except today, maybe?
I'm working as a permanent lifeguard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, permanent. Okay.
Yes, permanent.
How many lives have you saved in your career?
Yo, I've been working as a lifeguard since 2014, so I won...
Quite a lot of lives, obviously.
So, I can't tell how many lives are saved.
Well done to you.
Yeah.
Just tell me, what is the bad things that people do? Why do they put themselves into bad situations that is putting your life at danger at the same time?
I would say some of them, they don't understand about the ocean. So as a lifeguard, we have to tell our minds that, no, those guys, they're from like... maybe Mpumalanga, Joburg,
yeah.
They don't have sea that side. So you have to tell yourself that, no, yeah, you can't just put yourself in danger
Of course.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation whereupon your own life has been threatened while you've been trying to save somebody?
No.
Oh, thank goodness for
always
that.
Fiji,
so. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you, I'm told, are one of the top triathletes in the country. Is that right?
For now, yeah.
You're so modest, man. You really are. Now, your coach, and still is, I would imagine, is Glenn Gore. Is that right?
Exactly.
So he reckons about 5 to 6 years ago, you approached him about triathlons. Now, Glenn runs a team called Trilab. That teaches all types of athletes for triathlon or just swim, bike and run stuff. But you went for the serious stuff, didn't you? The triathlon. Hard work? I mean, the training and everything else, you know, with Glenn.
Yeah.
Was it hard?
Yeah, no, I will say it's not that hard because if we meet with Glenn during the trainings, is the guy who always laugh. We don't feel that pressure, pain during the training. So, like, yeah, Glenn's a cool coach for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what does the training involve? How do you train to be where you are now?
Actually, like, I always meet with Glenn during Saturdays and Wednesdays because of work.
Yes.
Then I have to meet with Glenn on Saturday for long rides, Wednesday for run to see why I'm standing. Just because if I always train alone at home, I won't see where I'm standing. So to see where I'm going.
How old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Okay. Is that still quite young to be a top triathlete? Or are the babies coming through?
I would say I'm still young for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your coach reckons that you are still relatively young in the world of endurance triathlon, and he says you're going to be improving over the next 2 to 3 years. Didn't you go away to Australia 2 years back?
Yeah, I went to Australia 2024.
Wow.
Yeah, Australia.
Did you get that trip sponsored? Did somebody sponsor that trip for you?
Yeah, by community.
Oh, you raised money in the community.
Yes, Baker Buddy. And yeah.
And how did you do at the World Champs? How did you do? How did you shape?
Yeah. I don't know. It was tough there.
Yeah.
I forgot what position I came, but I learned a lot from those guys overseas.
Okay.
That they are hard workers. So I have to come this side and work hard as them.
You see that in life is what it's about, hard work. Nothing comes for free.
Exactly.
You get out what you put in, right?
Yeah.
And you're in good shape, obviously.
Yeah.
Good diet?
I'm trying.
All right, and finally, what are your plans for the future now? Where do you see yourself in maybe 1 or 2 years' time as a top triathlete?
Since I'm a hard worker, I always tell myself, even if I wake up, that no, after 2 years from now, maybe I can become a triathlete because I'm dedicated with training. Always like to see the competitors that are training in a higher level. And I was like, no, soon.
So this is your future.
Exactly.
You're going to be one of the top ones in the world one day.
For sure.
We hope so. And we're going to follow your journey. Okay.
Please.
thank you for joining us here today on 88FM.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend and keep saving lives, won't you?
You too.
Thanks
and
for
everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.